It's great to be here. I hope we've enjoyed singing some carols. It's quite fun having an evening service. And just for a few minutes, I'm just going to pause to reflect on something of God's goodness for us. Over Christmas, I don't know how... It's quite interesting. I mean, I'll just wait a minute while the offering's been taken. Do you know when you are a kid, it takes about 4 years for Christmas to come, doesn't it? It just takes forever and ever and ever for Christmas to arrive. And you're just waiting for it, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're counting down. There's only 324 sleeps till Christmas, and it just takes forever. Then when you get to a certain age, it's like, before you know it, it's the summer holidays. And you just, where you think, where does everything go? And it just goes at so quickly. And I just feel that sometimes it is, I find it easy to miss Christmas, if I'm really honest. Because, and even when we're doing church and we're doing all this sort of stuff here, I just find it easy to miss Christmas. And you're doing everything, and then suddenly it's gone. And you think, where was Christmas? And I know there are a few things. I just think there are some reasons why we can miss Christmas. One of the reasons why we can miss Christmas is this. We are just so busy. So busy doing so much. And we all know the story of Christmas. And we all know the fact that Mary, in the last few weeks of her pregnancy, she went on this great big journey, and she went up to Bethlehem, and they had to go for this census. And she went with her fiancé, Joseph, and they got into Bethlehem, and everything was completely chocker. Everything was completely full. There were no hotels, there were no Airbnbs, there were no hostels, there was nothing. It was absolutely chocker. And so they had to go and find somewhere to give birth to this child. And so for Mary and Joseph, it was pretty grim, okay? So one of our neighbors just had a little baby boy a few days ago. We went around and saw it. This is a lovely baby. The house was absolutely spotless. You think, it's grim, isn't it, to have a baby and take it into some sort of like smelly, pooey stable or whatever it is. But I just want you to think about what it was like for the people who were running the hotels or the innkeepers. They were just rushed off their feet. They were going at it all the time. They were thinking, did anyone hear about the letting agencies that up in Cumbria that increased, that tripled their letting fees overnight when all the floods get in? And you're thinking, they're just thinking, make money, and then it hit the news, and then a few days later they reversed it, and they said, oh no, it was a mistake. Yeah, what a surprise. Anyway, but you just think, all these innkeepers, they were rushing around, all the people that had any rooms, they were absolutely frantic, making as much money as they possibly could. And you know what? They were so busy, they missed out on probably the most extraordinary opportunity that they had, which was to host the birth of the king. And they were so busy doing all of this stuff, so busy trying to rake in all this money, that they missed hosting the birth of the most influential man in history. And I want to ask us the question, I want to ask myself the question, am I too busy to meet with Jesus this Christmas? Am I too busy just to stop for a moment? The other thing that we may miss Christmas is this, because we are just too familiar with Christmas. This will be, you know, probably my 35th Christmas. Sorry, okay, 34, okay. But you know, okay, I know all the stories. I know all the carols. I know all the Bible verses. I know how to make a really rubbish present and sound grateful for it. I'm going to say that we were with some friends last night. She is a primary school teacher. The worst present yet, bearing in mind she's a primary school teacher, 3 pencils. Not the best present. Not the best present for a primary school. But we know how to do Christmas, don't we? We've been here countless, countless times. And, you know, we just take Christmas for granted because we know all about it. And, you know, it's exactly the same for all the religious leaders that were around at the time of Jesus. These wise men went to Herod, and they said, where's the baby? And this is what it says in Matthew 2. I think Dave read it earlier. It says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star and it rose, and we've come to worship him. And King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. he called a meeting of the leading priests and the teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is this Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for that is what the prophets had wrote." Now you just need to bear in mind that these religious leaders, they had been expecting a Messiah for years. They know that he had been born in Bethlehem. They'd been able to quote all the scriptures about it. They would have debated the scriptures. They would have argued about it. They would have studied it. And then all these foreign dignitaries and diplomats turned up. And then they were saying, "Oh, there's an unusual star in the sky. There's an unusual star in the sky." And all these things. You'd have thought that these religious leaders would have cottoned on that something was been happening. They should have been longing for this moment. And then King Herod summoned them and he said, "I hear you've got some news to tell me." You would have thought that they would have just been inquisitive about what this was all about. Do you know how far it was from Jerusalem, where these religious leaders were, to Bethlehem? How far? It's about 5 miles. 5 miles. You would have thought their whole lives were leading towards this moment. Their lack of curiosity is staggering. It's unbelievable. But the reason they were just not curious is because it didn't fit what they thought was going to happen. And so they dismissed it. And I don't want us to be people who participate in all the traditions of Christmas year after year after year after year, but never allow ourselves to be curious about why Jesus came and what he came to say. So we may be too busy, we may be too familiar. The other thing is, some people are actually quite fearful of Christmas. I realised that the lady who was given 3 pence, it's Linda Thomas. Her dad died on the 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve. And the same day as my dad. He died on the day before Christmas Eve, on the 23rd of December. And actually, it's quite a difficult time of year. Christmas, and you begin to be fearful, actually. And I think it's just because of the weather or whatever it is, or it's dark, but actually it's a time when lots of people die. And sometimes people can get quite fearful of Christmas. And did you know that Herod was one of the most fearful men around? Herod was this incredible paranoid leader. And Herod was so paranoid that other people were going to take his crown that he ended up killing most of his family. He's not a great guy, but he ended up killing most of his family because he was so fearful that somebody else was going to take his crown. And in fact, he was so fearful, you may remember what he did, but he ended up slaughtering a whole generation of young boys to try and make sure that he killed Jesus. He was that fearful of this new baby. And at Christmas, we can be fearful about meeting with Jesus. We can be fearful about meeting with Jesus because we think, I'll have to change, I'll have to be different, I'll have to do this, I'll have to... Do you know what, actually, what the whole thing of Christmas is this, that Jesus came that we might have life in all its fullness. Life in all its fullness. When you were a kid, did anyone ever learn the Green Cross Code? Yeah? Okay, the Green Cross Code. What was the Green Cross Code? Yes, yeah, thank you. It was stop, look, and listen. And all these adverts went on the telly, and all we see, stop, look, and listen. And I just want to encourage us just for a few minutes. Oh, yeah. Is that to stop and to look and to listen for a few minutes. I don't know how busy you feel your life is, but how good are you at doing absolutely nothing? Yeah, actually, very good, yeah. I'm very, very good. Did you know what? That Blaise Pascal, who was the French philosopher, said this quite a famous quote. He said, "All of humanity's problems stem from this, man's inability to do what? To sit quietly in a room alone." Because sometimes we're frightened of it. So, and sometimes I just feel we need to stop. Psalm 46 says this, "Be still and know that I am God." Why do you think the shepherds were the first people that got the good news about Jesus being born? Yeah. Okay, fantastic. They didn't have a lot to do. They didn't have a lot to do. They were just sitting there. Right, well, it's the sheep. They're still there. dark, they're still there. And you just think they'd be sitting around, they'd be telling stories, but there wasn't a lot going on. And I think that is why they were the first, because they were the first people to listen. They stopped and they just listened. Stop and look. I would really like to be the sort of person that is curious about what Christmas is about. And I don't want to be somebody that just year after year after year after year, we do the same things, but I'm not curious about what it was that happened at Christmas. And in Jeremiah 29, it says this, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." And then it says this, "I will be found by you, says the Lord." And so this Christmas time, you think, oh, sometimes we just need to stop. And we need to look. And if we look for God, it says in Jeremiah 29 that we will find him. And I don't know what you would do, but maybe you could just spend some time and get a Bible. And if you do not have a Bible, my greatest joy would be to send you a Bible that you could sit down and read. But just to have some time to get into the Bible and to read it. And if you don't have a church home, then you are really welcome to come here whenever you want to. Stop, look, and listen. John 10 says this, that you need to hear God say that I have come that you might have life, and life in all its fullness. And Christmas is just about this, that Jesus is showing us that he loves us. And he was born into this family, a sort of like a construction family in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, and he came that by his life and his death and his resurrection, we might have new life. And it's just about the story of God showing his love towards us. This morning, we had a pretty riotous kids' service. And I was disappointed. I was disappointed by how competitive... I was disappointed by how competitive some of the adults were in the children's games. I was really disappointed with that. But they were supposed to be for the children to enjoy, for the children to have a good time. And then all these adults kept spoiling it and trying to win and cheat. Anyway. One of the other things that was really special was, how old is Lexi? Yeah. Four, there, Lexi. So this morning, Lexi was standing up here. Lexi, you were there, weren't you? And you had this microphone here, and Lexi was just singing like she was on X Factor, baby. You were really giving it some, Lexi, and we loved it. And I think your dad turned you up on the PA especially. But Lexi was there, and she was singing it, and she was giving some. And do you know what we were singing was this? We were singing songs of great celebration to Jesus. Because Jesus has come, and the songs that Lexi and all the other kids and all the other band they were singing is this, that there will come a day when I can look my Father, my Heavenly Father, in the eye, face to face, and not feel any condemnation. I know that, because he has made me right with him. And it's because of Jesus being born and taking my sin for me. And that is what Christmas is all about. It's being able to sing and celebrate the extraordinary thing that God has done in our lives. He has brought us new life. I'm going to pray. And then we're going to sit. Where is Zoe? And we're going to come back and sing again, aren't we? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that this Christmas time you are calling us not to be busy, not to be over familiar with the Christmas story, not to be fearful, but instead to have some time to stop and to look and to listen to what you are speaking into our lives. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are so gracious towards us, and we pray, come and do a mighty work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.